I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Credit agencies say Sri Lanka is about to default on its debt. It's the worst economic crisis in living memory for the island nation. Food prices have risen by 30% since March. Power outages last hours. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says,
some of my understanding of what's going on is they're restricting imports, which again just drives prices up. And it doesn't necessarily affect those who have what they need, but those that don't have. So that's where we can be involved.
Protests have raged in the capital, Colombo, for several days as people demand the resignation of the sitting president. For years, he has jailed dissenters, installed his family in the government, and expanded his powers. Yoder says, out in the villages, CWO hasn't seen any rioting, but they do see the same desperation. Pray many Sri Lankans would experience the love and peace of Jesus. And no matter the branch, the United States military prepares people to live a life of purpose. Retirement or an unexpected medical discharge can leave military members wondering, now what? The mission field could be a perfect next step. Retired Army Engineer Tom Crabtree says,
God has a mission for every Christian. He calls every Christian to be in service to the Lord, and that looks different for each person. Seek him and pray and expect him to answer, and he'll lead you to where he wants you to serve, whether it's overseas or at home.
Tom served 27 years in the Army before retiring. Now he and his wife Robin support Bible translation teams in Nigeria. At our website, Tom and Robin describe four skills people receive from the military that make them perfect for the mission field. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.